Good morning. This is Ari Tennant, aka Mr. T, with the CBN audio update. Today is June 24th, 2025, and we have quite a lot of news to get to. If you don't mind, I'm going to do the news a little backwards. I'm going to start with the local news and then expand to the international because everyone wants to know what's going on in Israel. But first, the local news today is the New York City mayoral primary. So the way the primaries work, you have different parties. You have Silva on the right, on the Republican side, who's going to win the nomination. But because New York is such a left-wing city, odds are whoever wins the Democratic nomination is going to win. And the two leading candidates right now are both truly awful. They are the worst candidates you could possibly ask for. You have Andrew Cuomo, who used to be the governor, of course. And you have this other guy, Zoran Mamdani, who is basically Bernie Sanders, but worse. He is campaigning on turning grocery stores into government-run operations. So imagine, just like you go to the DMV and you have to wait in line and you have to fill out some complicated forms to get your driver's license, or at least how miserable the experience is. Just imagine that at the grocery store. That is actually his campaign. He wants the government to run everything. But perhaps worse or just as bad, he absolutely hates Jews. He hates Jews. He hates Israel. He is an anti-Semitic Bernie Sanders redo. So for that reason, the Rabbonim are recommending that you vote for Andrew Cuomo, who's also not fantastic. You may remember him during COVID, that he put seniors with COVID back in nursing homes, and a lot of people died from that. He was a tyrant during COVID. He would go on television every single day, and people complained the economy shut down, we have to open back up, and he would say, well, get a job as an essential worker. Very dismissive, didn't care. Then he got thrown out for some of his inappropriate behavior with women. Really, it was about the nursing homes, but that was sort of the scapegoat. So you have two awful candidates to pick from on the Democratic side. But realistically, Andrew Cuomo probably would be a better choice than, or not probably, almost certainly be a better choice than Zoran Mamdani. Now, there is a wild card over here, and that is the incumbent mayor, Eric Adams, might still win. He's running an independent campaign because he's said some things that go against the far left brass of the Democratic Party. He's, for example, said that he's open to the idea of deporting illegal aliens from New York City. Totally shocking, crazy position. How dare he say that? Well, in the Democratic Party, that's considered taboo. You're not allowed to say that, but that's what he's done. So he might still win. The general election comes up later. This is just the primary. The assumption is whoever wins the Democratic primary will win, but I'm not so certain. You could see something on the lines of maybe where the Democrats, whoever wins, either Mamdani or Cuomo, wins the nomination and splits the vote with Adams, and then Curtis Silva sneaks in there. That would be very unusual, but it could happen. Or you could see something along the lines of people coalescing around Eric Adams, or you could just see that Eric Adams loses all of his support and either Cuomo or Mamdani wins the general. That seems to be what most people think is going to happen. That is most likely, but you never know with these things. So that's what's going on the local front in New York City. Now let's zoom out a little bit and talk about what's going on in Israel and with the United States and Iran. So this morning, there was supposed to be a ceasefire at 7 a.m. Israel time. Yesterday evening at approximately 5:02 p.m., President Trump took to his Truth Social account, as he is fond of doing, and announced in all caps, "Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire," in all caps, "in approximately 6 hours from now when Israel and Iran have wound down and completed their in-progress final missions." So there's a bit of a confusion over there where then he says for 12 hours, at which point the world would consider it ended. The timing doesn't really line up. If he's posting this at 5 o'clock and he's saying in 6 hours at 11 p.m. Eastern time, there's supposed to be a ceasefire. That's actually an hour off because it was supposed to be called for 7 a.m. So either way, the point is 7 a.m. Israel time, that is. 7 a.m. Israel time is supposed to be a ceasefire. He announces this, but before the ceasefire takes effect, there is some back and forth. And the big news when it comes to that is the Iranians actually hit a residential building in Beersheba and 4 people were killed. The missile actually hit the bomb shelter directly. And these bomb shelters are designed to protect people from the indirect effects of bombs. If a bomb actually hits or a missile hits it directly, then there's really no bomb shelter that would protect people from that. So now we have quite a lot of tension going on because there was an agreed to ceasefire, and then technically right before the ceasefire. It could have been right after, right around the time it was supposed to end. The Iranians indiscriminately launched a missile and killed four Israelis. So now the Israelis are saying, well, we're going to fight back. We were supposed to have a ceasefire, supposed to stop fighting. We've accomplished all our war goals, but we're not just going to let them launch missiles at us like this. To which President Trump publicly is very disturbed and very upset with what's going on. There's a video of him in the White House lawn that we edited where he uses an expletive saying these are two countries that just keep fighting and don't know what's going on. They don't know how to stop fighting. And if you want to, you can go watch it in CBN over there. I won't quote exactly what he said, but that is the problem over here. Donald Trump is taking to the internet to say everyone has to get along. We can't have any more fighting. We're done over here. We're done. I think it's more of the same what he's doing. He's basically playing the good cop, bad cop game where he's the good guy. We're trying to make peace and the Iranians just won't stop. They won't stop fighting. So if the Iranians continue, if they actually stop now, I think that Israel's probably not going to respond because Netanyahu and Trump spoke on the phone and President Trump told the prime minister, now's not the time, don't fight back. And considering Israel's accomplished all their war goals, most likely they're not going to fight back. But if the Iranians continue to be aggressive, they think that the Americans are going to walk away from the table. They've done their job, but don't want to get involved anymore. If they keep launching missiles, then Israel will fight back. They will not put up with this nonsense. They're not going to put up with missiles being launched into Beersheba hitting residential buildings. That would be completely unacceptable. Now, what's interesting is that before this skirmish reignited following the ceasefire, there was actually a letter from the Aguda thanking President Trump, saying, I'll quote to you some of what it says, we write in behalf of Agudas Israel of America, a 103-year-old National Orthodox Jewish organization, to convey our heartfelt appreciation to you for the bold and decisive actions you took on Saturday to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear bomb. Iran has made no secret of its desire to annihilate Israel. May it never come to pass. This has been its goal ever since the Islamic Revolution of 1979, when its leaders referred to Israel as a cancerous tumor that must be eliminated from the face of this earth. The threat to Israel posed by Iranian nuclear capacity would be existential. So that's still true. We still have to be very happy with how this has turned out overall, that the Iranian nuclear program is shut down completely. The question is, if the Iranians want to go for broke right now, do they actually want to martyr themselves, which typically is what they do? They did launch missiles at an American site as well in Qatar, but that was just for show. And Donald Trump even mentioned that in Truth Social, that nothing happened with the missiles. Essentially, the Iranians went to the Americans and said, look, we have to show some face to our people. Let us launch the missiles. We're not going to hurt anybody, but just let us show that we're coming to fight back. And they've done this every single night. Well, this is going to be the big one. And unfortunately, this one in Beersheba is pretty devastating, pretty damaging, but not to the degree that the Iranians are hyping it up, as it were. They will not win this war. They cannot win. They're boxed in completely. That concludes today's episode of the CBN Audio Update. This is Ari Tennant, aka Mr. T, and we'll see you next time.